I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the St. Paul's office, we have an annual tradition for Halloween. We hand out candy to all of the children who attend preschool at St. Paul's Preschool. They come around to our offices much like in a trick-or-treat fashion, and we all dress up. Some more than others. You could do what I did, which is to run in at the last minute and throw on a cute hat and call it a costume, which is completely fair. But some people, Dixon Kinzer, Nick Van Horn, take it a little bit more seriously and come in wearing more elaborate costumes, which is very fun. But the elaborate costume winner for the year this year was our administrative assistant, Amy Schell. She came in wearing her son's dinosaur costume. And y'all, I'm having trouble describing it. It's a full body costume. It's about 8 feet tall. And it's this huge dinosaur head that comes down with the scary big teeth. It's a T-Rex. So he's got the little arms. And it's a full body costume. And we thought it was absolutely amazing and just hilarious. If you are still having trouble picturing what I'm describing, you can go on our church's Facebook page. There is a fantastic video of Amy running down the hallway wearing the costume and chasing Dixon. So if you're looking for a laugh this week, I highly recommend it. So we all thought it was pretty hilarious, but the preschoolers did not. In fact, several of our little ones found this big dinosaur to be pretty scary. There was one little sweet girl that I was watching who saw the dinosaur and was just shocked for a second there, gripping her candy basket with very tight fingers, and walked away and was being brave for a very long time, and then turned around the corner right around where mine and John's offices are, and I saw the bottom lip start to tremble. And she started crying. And I remember that feeling. It all came back to me in that moment. I remember when Halloween was scary. And it wasn't all necessarily about fun and dressing up and candy. It was about being little and feeling scared. It brought back this memory for me of being a child myself. I have three younger sisters, and we'd all go trick-or-treating together. And I remember going to our neighbor's house, going trick-or-treating, and one of the kids in the neighborhood, I think it was our neighbor's son, decided to put on a gorilla mask and hide in the bushes. And he jumped out and went rawr right in front of us. And I think all four of us simultaneously started bawling at that moment. And it was not the fun kind of being scared. It was the life-threatening, my life is in danger kind of scared. We all know what that feels like, being small. Being vulnerable and facing something bigger than yourself and being terrified. Our first John reading today describes us all as children of God. That is what we are. And so I think there's something about the Christian life that forces us to see ourselves as small, as little ones, like that little girl, maybe feeling a little vulnerable, little innocent, or maybe craving those things, maybe feeling a little skittish, maybe resting in our irrational fears, wondering if God could ever deal with such big problems. We are in good company in feeling this way. This is certainly very true in the Bible. All throughout Scripture, you see God's people facing big, scary things, and they've always been challenged by their own fears. Something big happens to the people. Now, sometimes something supernatural, like an angel. And the reiterated phrase from God is always, do not be afraid, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. We learn as we grow up to face our fears. And as grown-ups, that's something that we have managed so well that sometimes you can't even see what we're afraid of. We learn that fear is to be avoided, or pushed down and ignored, or overcome. Fear is to be dealt with. We don't like living in fear. And yet it's so funny because so many of our decisions and actions are dictated by our fears. It's everywhere. so pervasive. It's just a natural component of living in a very competitive and heartless world sometimes. Fear is everywhere, even in small ways. We're afraid we forgot to do something important. We're afraid we misplaced something valuable. And they're bigger fears we don't always talk about, fears of the unknown, fears of the future, being afraid of death. That's probably the biggest one, right? And so this makes our celebrations of Halloween fascinating. For centuries, Halloween is all about people's fear of death. It's a holiday when the line between the land of the living and the land of the dead drops a little bit, and we put on these costumes of witches and goblins and ghosts, and we walk right up to our fear. It's interesting. I know some people, Christians, and maybe you do too, people in the world who are Christian who reject Halloween, who don't want to participate in anything involving Halloween because it's got things like devils and evil spirits. And this perspective, I hate to say, is a little ironic, because if you're a Christian that celebrates the liturgical calendar, Halloween is a Christian holiday. It's a very important Christian holiday, All Hallows Eve, the night before All Saints. This is a time when Christians are encouraged to participate in remembering those who have died, saints, martyrs, even our own saints among us, friends and family who have died. In some cultures, graves are decorated. They throw big parties for specific saints. Church bells are rung throughout all the towns and villages to remember those who have died. The celebration, and it is a celebration, is about engaging with the world that is beyond us, trusting that God is present in our life and in our death, essentially claiming the belief that we have nothing to fear if we are in God. The Episcopal bishop in Virginia, Shannon Johnston, once wrote a wonderful article about Halloween, and in it he writes, "The most important thing to remember is this. Halloween is the time when Christians proclaim and celebrate the fact that Satan and the occult have no power over us and cannot disrupt our relationship with our Lord and Redeemer as long as we live faithfully to Christ. We show this by making fun of such pretenders, lampooning them in their face. This is why our costumes and decorations certainly should be witches and devils and ghosts. Because in the victory of Christ, Christians are privileged to do this, and we must not be timid about it." A really great example of this is a video that I found on YouTube, a very short animated skit about the Mexican holiday Dia de Muertos, the Day of the Dead. So this skit is an animated cartoon. There's a little girl who's visiting the grave of her mother, and you see her bringing flowers to the grave and being upset, grieving, missing her mother. And she closes her eyes, and all of a sudden she's transported to the land of the dead. And she is terrified. She's surrounded by skeletons and darkness, and it's just too much. She's so afraid. Until one skeleton reaches out and takes her by the hand and takes her through this wild party. There is wonderful food and music and dancing and balloons. And this skeleton brings her to a piñata that's hanging in front of them. And instead of taking a bat or a stick to hit the piñata, the skeleton breaks off her own arm bone and uses it to hit the piñata. And it's funny. It's this great little moment of humor. And the little girl chuckles. And you see this light go on for her. Maybe skeletons aren't so scary after all. Maybe death isn't so scary after all. And so this little girl just shakes off her timidity and starts to have fun. And in that, she's able to celebrate the life of her mother. Even while being in the midst of death and loss, she does this and she experiences the presence of the communion of saints? Is it possible for us, like that little girl, to shed our fears of death? Could we ever entertain the idea of laughing in the face of death? Today we celebrate All Saints and All Souls in our church, this principal feast, this big feast day. And in our church, we shed our fear of death by celebrating baptisms. We believe that baptism is a participation in the communion of saints for all of us. And at the 9 o'clock service, we had several baptisms, and we had that risky moment where we asked the families to come forward, and they had to trust us to take their children. And they offer their children, and we take them, and we put water on their heads, and we baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That is the most scary moment of all, because we had to trust that the lives of those precious children are in God's hands. We offered these children to God in baptism, and it was beautiful and powerful, but it's also really scary. We're essentially asking these parents to let go of control, which is really hard for a parent to do. But even more so, what's scary for all of us is that baptism invites us to shed our fear of death. In being baptized, we're going to trust that God's got us. No matter what happens to us in our lifetimes, whatever suffering we face, whatever death we face, God's got us. 1 John says that while we are children of God, what we will be has not yet been revealed. And I can think of no better example than a child coming forward to be baptized. We don't know what's going to happen in that child's life. Their futures are totally unknown to us. And we can hope the best things for them. We can hope that their lives will take a certain course, but we have no guarantees. In baptism, we believe that all of their days are going to belong to God. And so their futures and all of ours are in God's hands. And 1 John goes on to say that we will be made like him. I don't think this is instruction for us that happens like after we die or, you know, in some special moment. I think that we are being made like God right here, right now. We're called to live lives that show forth God's love and light in the world all the time to everyone that we see. And if we have trouble figuring that out, that's why we have saints. We have people to look to who figured this out in their lifetimes, who knew what it was to live a life reflecting the light and love of Christ in everything that they did all the time. And that's our hope for those being baptized today and for all of us in our baptism, that we would be made like Jesus. And so we have to release some fear in that. We have to release the fears that we have for our lives and trust that God's got us. Bishop Shannon says, ours is not a fearful faith, cowering from the prospect of falling unawares into Satan's grasp. In God's grace and your faithfulness, you are Christ's own forever. Nothing supersedes that fact. Halloween is therefore one of the boldest Christian witnesses, precisely because of its highly public, graphic, and lampooning nature. In Halloween, we learn not to be scared of what is unknown. We even learn a little bit to make fun of what scares us. And in All Saints and All Souls, we learn that death is not the end. So on this high holy day, we learn that we are part of a very, very big community. And everyone who is in Christ Jesus is invited to that wild party. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of ghosts and goblins. Do not be afraid of skeletons and giant dinosaurs. Because on the other side of death, there is nothing but new life and grace. Amen.